Okay, it's 7 p.m. Time to request a meeting to start.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Second, thank you, Commissioner Bevin. Bevill. My bad. All right, first thing on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, we'll just have a moment of silence now. Okay. All right. The March 21st city meeting minutes. Is there any more corrections to them, or are we good with them now? Do I hear a motion?
Make motion to be approved.
Thank you, Commissioner Bevill. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Moulton. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. City financial reports for March 2023. Everybody go open. Any problems? Do I hear a motion to accept the financial reports for March 2023?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Mappin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Dan's busy doing taxes tonight. The sheet's going around. City attorney report. Steve, I'm going to make a motion that we go to closed session over this. Because you're about to say some stuff that's...
I won't say anything.
No, you should... Okay.
All
right. Before we discuss this matter any further, a closed session is in order. I'm Mayor Robert A. Stoneham. Motion for the City Commission to go into closed session under KRS 61.810, (1)(c) to deliberate confidentially... Since litigation is a solution option, would any member of the City Commission like to second my motion to go into closed session? Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. We're in the closed session. We'll only be in for about 10 minutes, so if you would, we'll be taking and holding off on this. So I have a motion to. Open the meeting back up.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Moulton. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right. So I'll make a motion that we continue on with the case. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
There are a couple other things that they might come up in all the new business.
I don't want to talk about the case no more.
All right. No, I'm not talking about that. There's some other things I want to talk about.
All right. Well, hang on. There's one.
All right.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. What you want to talk about?
Okay. We pared down the lanes. We did a good job. Bev really, really helped us. And Dan, you know, vetting all these things. But I sent a, I guess I should have sent it to everyone, but I can make copies. But we're down to, on 21, we're down to 2, 4, 6, 7. And 22, we're down to 3, 4, 6, 8. That's pretty good from where we started. So the next step and what we, and Bev had a great idea. You know, we sent out this letter, and then she said, let's still prepare a bunch of new letters just to put final notice. And their option on the left was what it would be if they paid it by a certain date. They did, so she texted that out and underlines that. So it was really smart. To save me some money, but she could have said, them all over again, you know. But regardless. So it's time for me to record the liens, all right? And I'm thinking maybe that, and they're hard heads in here. This Raymer's a hard head. But maybe prepare the liens and then send them to them and say, look, this lien's going to be...
Put the liens in.
Just do them?
Just do them.
Okay.
Which, my opinion, what do you think? Just do the liens?
Say again?
The question is whether we just record the liens or whether I prepare the liens and send them to them and say...
Hey, give them one more chance.
They had them.
So it's up to you guys.
I motion to go ahead and put the liens on because I'm tired of it. Okay?
Yeah. Well, how old are these? A year? 2 years?
No, we're going to have to file.
No, the taxes are 21 and 22. That's what she said.
Yeah, the ones older than that have got liens on them already.
Or if they stayed and they've been released.
There was no sense in just letting this go on and on.
Yeah, I mean, if they...
That's fine. I just want to throw that out, though.
Yeah, if they sell prior to the lien, then there goes the money. So I think.
But I'm required to send a copy of the lien when I get them recorded back. That's what the statute says. So at least.
But that money is in his recoverable part of his. We don't actually. He gets the checks. All the checks go to him, and then he pays us the amount of interest and late fees and what's due.
I have to admit this. So Robert was right about this, right? Okay, because I'm conjoining her to pay these back taxes. I never charged her the $150. When I got a check from her, I sent that check in. I didn't charge anything. So the last time she was supposed to pay, she hadn't paid by the date of the meeting. So I knew Bob would get all over me. You're too nice. So I went ahead and paid the tax for her. I sent in a check. I wrote a check for $300 or something, and then I sent her a letter, and she told me she would pay it, so I sent her a letter, and I said, there's no need to call me back. This is what I did for you. And the last time I called, she got kind of snooped. I said, you need to make a payment. So I sent her a letter saying, leave me alone, I paid it, you owe me $3-something, I'm recording the lien, and never call me again. So he was right. I hate to admit that, but he was right. All right, so anyway. So I'll record those liens. That was the next thing I was going to say.
Okay, why not? Did we have a second on that motion?
Yeah, it was make up.
Now, did you vote on it?
Yeah.
Thank you. Go ahead, Steve. Sorry.
The issue of the license plates, I tried to send these. I sent a letter to the clerk responds saying we can't enforce it, but these people can. I tried like hell to try to send them a copy of that letter, and I couldn't figure it out. So Bob, I contacted him, and then he sent me an email. So what happened after I asked you to look into it, Robert?
What I did was I went and I called the Department of Revenue Freeloaders Program people, and I got a hold, I think her name's Elizabeth, she's the head of that department, and I asked her to, if I could get a copy of her form letter that she sends out to these reported people, okay? She said she would check into it, and I'm like, okay. So I haven't heard back from her. That's been over 2.5 weeks ago, okay? But she did tell me they have 2 of the 5 positions filled, so if somebody's looking for a job, there's 3 opportunities over in Frankfurt in the Freeloaders program. I don't have a clue what you have to do, but I just want to let
you
know.
You're going to be driving into the sun both ways.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So, Dennis and I had a meeting with Tate 2 Fridays ago. And we talked about possibly getting these plates, owner's information, and having Steve put together a notice letter. And hopefully, I was hoping to have a copy of the Department of Revenue's notice letter. But as it is right now, I haven't got back anything from Tate, so I'm wondering if Tate checked with somebody and found out that he couldn't give us any information. Okay. So that's where my part of this operation stands. We're still in limbo. The big thing, though, is I'm not so much concerned about the plates as much as I am the garaging issue, which is the insurance fraud, where they're not reporting their proper garage address of the vehicle. That affects us directly,
yeah.
Okay, because we get the premium insurance tax, insurance premium tax. So that's my big concern is with that, they also are running the risk,
yeah,
of if they do have an accident and it is one of our other residents that are involved or anybody, somebody's going to not get coverage for their injury or their property damage or anything. So
in that instance, I will tell you, I think it's negligence per se. It wouldn't matter whose fault it was. The fault would fall with a car owner who doesn't have insurance or is not proper registration because they shouldn't have been on the road.
Right. But how the insurance company covers it.
Well, more than likely, don't have insurance. It's not
that's in most cases, that's true. But they have the option to change the coverage level based off the amount of premium they were paying. They can also get their coverage completely canceled for doing such stuff, too. And I think we posted this on the website already about this garaging. So I'm hoping that people are looking at it and reading it. I'll put it that way. But we do need to do something to make sure.
You also had an email about where we talked to Major Wampler
No, that came from somebody else.
Exactly when March 23rd. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for the update. Please see the sheriff's phone response to this letter. There's a new commanding officer, and then LMPD is Jacqueline so and so.
That's the new. I probably told you who the new major is.
These people.
Right.
A very important thing. There are riders that you can get in your insurance policy, and they're very important riders. One is underinsured motorists, which means that if you are in an accident and they don't have enough insurance to pay for typically personal injury, you can buy a rider. I've got $1 million rider. Not that I'm that important, but God knows, it might hurt my nose or something.
But
and then the second one is uninsured motorists. If they don't have insurance, then your insurance covers it. Underinsured, uninsured, and you need to get it if you don't have it. And I don't know why agents don't push that because it's not that expensive. I've had two cases.
I'm not worried about the coverage.
People in this room that they need to look at their insurance.
Right. But the big thing for the city is that the people have their address correct so that we can get the insurance premium tax that we're due.
The one thing I did ask the clerk was to see, ask the clerk to verify and to see if they have an address for these people.
Don't do that.
All right. Anyway, there's that. Okay. And then, there was something about rental property. I'm not sure I get involved in that.
We just keep you advised of anything we're dealing with rental.
And then Crystal had an email which I really didn't quite understand, Crystal. Also, Rob wanted Bob wanted me to send out orders to 3 or 4 about possible raises, so I'll wait until he gets.
Yeah, we're gonna do that in a little bit.
Right. And Crystal, you sent on, you know, I don't understand about Bays and Court.
Yeah, that was part of the open record request stuff.
Who submitted that? Oh, okay. All right.
So we sent an answer 2 weeks
ago. Did you get what you needed? Good. All right.
Okay.
They're in the city, but not in the city. They're in the city. Okay.
They're in the city.
Yeah, most of what I had was holiday decorating.
I think we annexed those properties, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, her stuff didn't have anything to do with the property. But I can tell you that 4 and 6 cleaned up the back of their yards without anything, and 6 and 8 have got a notice. They got that last week. So just wanted to get you up to date on that.
Thank you. Can I say something real quick before we get too far in? I was looking at the expenses, and Maximus Lawn Care is not on our expenses that he sent.
Yeah, it is.
Bottom line, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not seeing it in the, on the email on my phone. Okay. So you've got $18.25 for Maximus Lawn?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not appearing on the email on my phone. I was just checking. Oh,
his bill's on here.
Okay, $1,825.
That's correct.
Okay, all right. Just making sure. Just popped in my head, and I was checking on my phone. And okay. I'm like, I don't see it on here.
All right. All right. Anything else?
I'm finished.
Okay. Old business. Okay. Anybody got any other old business? I've got a couple of things, but.
The fence got fixed for Mecklenburg, so it's not
laying
in the evening anymore.
Yeah, Joe Nell got fixed too. Okay. They finally got all their gym equipment in. All right.
I have a question on the speed limit signs that we have, a couple of them in the city. I know people were noticing that people were slowing down, just physically noticing that, but wasn't that company, or somehow you can go out online and get a report of times of the day people are speeding?
We have to plug into it.
Other time, and you haven't done that?
No. No, we haven't plugged it in because we don't have a laptop that's programmed for it yet.
Okay.
All right.
I just wondered if we were getting our money's worth for using it.
Yeah, we're getting our money's worth for slowing down.
Good.
PVA 2023 property assessment reports are due out by next Monday, I believe. So we'll be getting that information, and I'll be sending you an update on that. And let's see. Radio checks, what we're going to do this?
Channel 13.
Channel 13. All right. On the budget stuff, I'm going to recommend we table that until after the new business.
There's no road repairs, since that was left over from before in 22. Does that come under old business?
No, we can do that in the new business.
Okay.
Because we paid most of that. They still owe us a couple of things. But
okay.
Anyhow, we'll put it in. So I would like to table the budget discussion till the end. Go here a second.
Yes, please.
All right, Commissioner Beville. All right. So now we're to the 15 minutes max, 3 minutes max per person on citizen comments. Anybody got anything? Since I don't hear anything, we'll move along to new business. All right, Commissioner Beville, you can go ahead with your road stuff because that's what you want to talk about.
The paving. Mm-hmm. Well, first off, you have this bid for the, and this is my mistake. I misread the email that you sent me about Bay Garden. I thought you meant that you wanted that for that script, that piece was. You wanted that prepaid. And so
I guess the fact that we needed a speed bump on
Bristol Bay.
And also Bay Garden, and I had him look at the wrong place. So the mayor says that we don't need a speed bump over there on Bay Garden.
We need another speed bump on Pacelli Place.
Pacelli, yeah, I knew that. But
okay, and where that spot is on Bristol Bay, as you just come out of Coldstream, that's what we want to cover up with a speed bump. But you can tell him his prices are too high.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
What did we spend for the speed humps on? Was it 34, 35? We got the numbers for the speed hump cost.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be in her email.
So yeah. The All Terrain was going to do it for $5,328.
He was like $1,400 too high.
And that was using the I'm so sorry. I'm having problems with my COVID brain today, folks. That was the
thermoplastic.
Thank you for saying that. That's what I've been looking for. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. So, and I'm just guessing that that's what it's going to cost for just about anything.
Well,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I have it on my laptop at home.
Yeah.
You know, the
anyhow, we really still need to get Hall involved because Hall was doing it before.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Mayor. I have a problem, and I send an email to Hall Paving. I sent him an email on March the 30th about looking at these roadways that needed to be repaired.
I don't think he's interested, honestly. I mean, he told me he got the contract to pave from 71 to LaGrange, so I don't think they're interested in dealing with us.
Okay.
Have you already paid him for work that he hasn't done?
No. The thermoplastic is the only thing that's left on the speed humps that we put in.
Well, I mean,
but we did not pay for that.
And they credited back.
They credited that back to us. And I think that's all.
What about the daycare speed hump? They didn't do that, did
no,
they?
No.
Okay.
They did not. They credited all our thermoplastics back. Okay. So if we get the right stuff by next meeting from All Terrain, I mean, they're all under the 30,000 as it is now. It got moved up to 40,000, by the way. I'm trying to find out when that goes into effect. So
it's okay if I go ahead and ask him to come over and look at those other places.
Yeah, if you need, yeah. When he comes over, let me know so I can show him where it's at on Pacelli.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, because it's...
And then over on Bristol Bay.
And Bristol Bay. Okay. Because the Bristol Bay one's pretty obvious. You've got that one spot there that's starting to crack up.
Okay.
It's what. Hopefully we can slow some of these people down out of Bristol Bay, okay? And at the same time, she gave us a diagram of moving that Boynton court.
Yeah, I gave you all this.
Which looks good to me, okay? But my question is, there's a sewer lid in there.
Well, and it doesn't take over that sewer.
Okay.
That's what he looked at. And the way he put it to me was this first quote, he said you can patch it in.
And we'll patch it for $9,000.
We can fix it for good by shortening the island and giving that truck plenty of room to make that turn in there. Or you can just keep having them run over the curb and every two or three years fix the curb again. You know, for this amount.
Can you put just a... Can we take the curb out and just make it like a rounded one and not a square one?
If they do it, they're going to take the curb out and they're going to move everything back according to him. You know, he's going to take out 70 feet of that, you know, 70
how much?
Feet of that.
70 feet.
Well, I mean, you're talking about from this point to that point.
Well, how many, is he going to take them rose bushes out, them imitation rose bushes? Those are the only ones that's still living.
Well, you know, we can put them somewhere else.
Oh, I don't think you can transplant them.
I mean, if you want to save the rose bushes and keep repairing the rose
bushes. I want the road fixed, but I...
Because
Did you get a hold of anybody at Evergreen?
I'm sorry?
Did you get a hold of anybody at Evergreen? Because that sprinkler systems go all the way to the edge.
And I'm sorry, but I'm just going to say this because it's going to bother me if I don't say it. There again, I sent an email to Harold Hall and I said, you know, who is it? Because I couldn't remember. I should have remembered from when I was commissioner, but I didn't remember. So can you tell me the name of the, you know, who does the irrigation? And 2 days later, he writes back, Evergreen. And said, okay, so how many Evergreens are there? But anyway, but 3 days later, he sends Crystal all the information, the name, the address, the phone number, the go-to person. And I have a problem with that. When I send Harold Hall a request, I expect an answer.
Okay.
And I don't expect, excuse my language, a half-assed answer. Because I wouldn't be asking if I didn't know.
I sent you the answer about Evergreen.
Beg your pardon?
I sent the answer.
Well, yeah, you sent me the answer about Evergreen before anybody else did. You gave me everything I needed to know, and I called Evergreen. And what they told me was that when they turn the sprinkler system on, what they will do is they will be able to flag where the lines are, and if it is too close to where we want to make the changes, then they will move the pipes. They can do that. They can just reconfigure the pipes.
How much?
Well.
Do what?
And how much?
I don't know.
Yeah,
here's the other thing is, I don't want to turn the friggin' dang irrigation system back on.
Because of our problems with the Louisville Water Company?
It's just, I don't see where we need it.
I agree with you, Mayor. I don't
need it. And we aren't going to turn those irrigations, even if we turn them on, we don't turn them on until July anyhow. And then we turn them back off in September. And last year, we really didn't need to turn them on because what's happening is, if it rains, they still come on.
Well, I remember when that one that's over there on the flagpole island got hit and it was underneath that rock and nobody knew it and Carol was out walking in ankle deep water and said, wait a minute, something's going on. And that thing had been running forever.
Yeah.
Ever.
So.
Well, I don't have a problem not turning it on, but you know, Harold advised me that the plants are going to die. You know, we can go ahead and roll the dice and see if they start to get brown and then kind of make a decision at that point. I don't know anything about trees. And
ask Evergreen if we cut the pipe to put the new reef configuration into Boynton, if that's going to be a problem if they turn it so they can't turn it back on. We can mark where the pipe is cut.
Well, and it could be when they turn them on and see where they are, where they shoot out, it may not really be, well, you said it's right up to
the end. It's right at the curve. I mean, I can tell you I've been past there when they're on and they run all the way around that curve.
Well,
and I didn't never like that anyhow. I felt like they should be farther back and spraying towards the curb.
Mm-hmm.
It would make a whole lot more sense to me.
Well, when I called, and what Mo said to me was, rather than us coming out and turning them on and then turning them back off to see where it is, just wait till we come out and turn them on. Whenever that is, in April or whatever.
We don't turn them on. We've not turned them on until July.
Well, then we need to move ahead and find out where they are. And tell me again what questions you want me to ask.
If
we
reconfigure, if if the construction company just cuts a line and we mark where it was cut at and cap it, okay, mark, you know, because when they cut it, they need to cap it so the dirt won't get in the line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't there a big white out there too?
Hey, pardon?
Wasn't there a big white?
A street light.
Well, that may not have to move the street light. That's just, it may be right where it is, and that was, but if they do have to move it, LG&E won't charge you to move it.
Because that street light's not on their picture, so.
Well, that picture is just my very rough sketch.
Yeah.
I don't
do
very good on trying to do.
Okay. How much of the island they talk about picking off? Because, see, that street light's got to be a certain footage back from that turn.
Well, he's saying, but that's like, it's going to make it, I mean, they would round it and make it nice looking. I mean, they're not just going to pop it up, or, you know.
I'd like to know if road funds are going to be used to take care of the landscaping, or if the landscaping, moving that stuff, has to come out of my budget, for the record.
Well, if we're moving, Steve.
Yes.
If we have to move the irrigation system to fix the road, isn't that considered a cost for the road fund? I think when the streets get repaved and when they do modifications on
the work that's done from curb, you know this, curb to curb.
Right.
Move anything below the road surface, and I think you're good.
And that includes plants too.
We ain't putting no more plants back.
Well, I know, but to rip out the rose bushes.
Putting the plants in the middle of the road.
No, to rip out the rose bushes to repave, is that going to come out of the road?
That's all part of the road work.
Okay,
that's all part of the road construction itself.
I just wanted to clarify for the budget. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, that's all part. The only thing that I think that if we move the irrigation system, that's justified because we had to do it because of the road.
Well, I mean, the water stands, it just, and I don't know if it stands because of, well, it just stands. And it's just a matter of, like you said, you either want to fix it again for a while, or do you want to fix it?
Well, see, where that break in the curve is, there's a spigot, an irrigation sprinkler right there close by. And what happens is when that part got cracked, the water that builds up on the island flows right down through that crack underneath that asphalt.
Well, and the first thing he's talking about too is he's putting concrete. I mean, his first thing was put concrete here. And trucks can drive over concrete, but what happens after you start treating them in the wintertime with salt and all that? It's just going to deteriorate over a matter of time.
Well,
my question is, if there's a spigot there and there's an air pocket and it's continually drove over, or, you know, by these big trucks, is it going to collapse again? It seems like it would.
Well, that's another thing is, can we put, ask him if we can put some sort of drain pipe? Because a drain is a straight across. So if he's fixing that road, can he dredge out and put a drain pipe right there at that corner, so that it goes underneath through that drain pipe rather than across the street?
Okay, I'm going to ask him that.
Okay, because that, when you look at that, and again, if you'll call me when he's going to come over, I'll come over and we can go over it, because I think a lot of it has to do with that drain that's on the other side. It's down about this far.
Oh, yeah, he mentioned that.
Okay, yeah. So my thought was, if we can put some sort of drain on that island, okay,
mm-hmm.
that it would drain through that drain rather than going across the street off that island.
I didn't realize until this week when I looked at it after it's dried up. So it's terrible. I mean, it's just awful.
I know, but
so is the this water that needs to be drained and the water that's standing, is it from the irrigation?
Yes.
Yeah.
So why, if you have all this abundance of water, why not turn it off?
That's exactly
good. Yeah.
It what happens is, okay, they on the edge, they've got these little sprinklers that go back like this, okay? And what happens is they hit them leaves, and they bounce off,
yeah.
Okay? And because of that crack right there, if just anything that's over, and they're only on for 20 minutes, so any over drainage runs through that crack across that street.
And most of those, well, just about all of those landscape materials, they're well established.
Yeah.
It's not like there's something new you got to water
right.
And make sure they don't die.
No,
they have been there forever, and their roots run deep. So.
All right. Let's reevaluate again.
Yeah, and just an idea. I've not stepped on your toes, Susan, but I would suggest maybe moving that light pole back while it's road fund money, because I think with it being black and if it's in the middle of concrete, I think somebody's going to drive and hit it.
Well, I mean,
if you find the time to get over there, maybe we can.
Yeah,
you can look at it.
Yeah, with the well, I see it at the streetlight check, and I mean, yeah, when it that LG&E needs to be called to have it moved, I'll do it. Linda says there's no charge, so.
Well, the thing that we got on the east side of them rose bush is that sewer.
And he said that right off the get go. He said, "Oh, we got a sewer."
Yeah, and I'm wondering how we can move that light pole back any farther with that sewer there. I don't know what the distance is between that sewer and the light pole. So we need to just look at it again. I mean, I don't have a problem changing the landscape. My recommendation is we don't turn the irrigation system on, but that's just my opinion. Okay.
Well, if need be, put in the light pole, go with one of these arcs back there or something.
Well,
or we could add another one on each side in a yard.
Well, yeah. You aren't going to get the problem is when you start getting into the yard, you get into the easement problem.
Yeah,
nobody wants to give it up.
True. Yeah. Well, I'm just going ideas out there.
Yeah.
So the court would be lit up.
Yeah.
But I think that's the least of your worries. Wait till you get with the super and stuff.
Okay.
Well, I'll get him back out and ask him these other questions. And thank you for allowing me to move along with this.
Well, we don't want to cave in or a car fall in it.
Okay.
We need to talk about the picnic table situation.
Yeah, that was next on my list.
Oh, okay. So we still have a problem with trash. Harold Hall of Maximus Lawn Care has discovered lots and lots of trash around there. He's estimating it's going to take him like a half an hour, a week to pick that up. You know, people are just really, really not doing a very good job of picking anything up. I suggested at the last meeting that we buy a trash bin of some sort, but there's caveats to that too, because they could start a bonfire in it. We also need to buy trash bags, because no one's actually putting trash bags out there. I guess a private citizen is, because I went out there yesterday and looked, and there's a clear plastic trash bag. Harold said he filled up his entire garbage can with garbage, from over the winter time, up until he started mowing like a few weeks ago. And now there's more trash there. So we have a couple things we can do. I can put a sign on each picnic table that says, if you continue to litter, then the picnic tables are going to go away. We could motion and go ahead and motion tonight and get rid of the picnic tables altogether. Or we can move them to a different part of the city. So I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
The only thing I have with moving the tables touch with two individuals that are doing most of this. They have like a folding table and two folding chairs. And even if the picnic tables weren't there, they can position themselves anywhere they want. They were in abandoned or vacant houses in their backyards and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And once they rented the house out, then they're predominantly in the green space. So I'm not sure that moving the picnic table would stop them, but they're prepared to do whatever it is that they do.
And I do know that there's parents, because I went back there one day.
Can you put them in concrete? Can you sit them in concrete?
They're chained to a tree.
They're chained to a tree.
They're chained to a tree. They're not moving them.
Is there a stationary garbage can there?
No.
And
if there is, they probably
wouldn't use it.
Well, they might, but if there is, we have to
maintain it.
We have to maintain it,
right?
You know, I mean, Harold or I, since I'm the green space commissioner, have our own garbage can.
Well, I
have to walk out there and drag it all back and use my own garbage can because there's nothing, you know, like.
Can we post no littering signs, and if you are seen or caught littering, there will be a certain amount of fine?
I don't think we can enforce
that. Well, here's the thing, okay? They're just graffiti
can
over
we post it. That's like you've got
why
banners.
Yeah, I mean, then why even have anything there for...
Because we've got other people. Why do we let a minority group...
Well, then,
affect the whole majority. I mean, this is the thing.
I agree. Well, like so, you know, but then we have a stationary garbage can that it's someone's duty once a week to clean it out or pick up the bag and throw it away.
Well, we had a metal can out there when I first got on the commission, and there used to
I
be...
I talked about one that's bolted there or something.
What?
Yeah.
There's plastic bags out there, obviously, and they're just not getting. I mean, I went down there and twice I've asked those guys to clean it up.
A plastic bag a huffer would use.
A what?
A huffer would take a can of aerosol and put the plastic bag and do his huffing. To me, that's dangerous. What if a child grabbed that plastic bag?
What if we do this?
It was playing in the green space and hurt himself. They have stationary garbage cans that are metal or caged that you put a metal garbage can in. You can lock it, and then it can be removed to take out the waste.
What if we try this? And it probably won't solve it, Mr. Mayor.
We sure do. Yeah.
Well, then we know that their location. You and I just go up there and have a little talk with them. Things are going to be much more serious.
You could post the no littering sign on those garbage cans.
Yeah, I mean,
if you know where they live, you could find the parents if they're not.
Yeah, and I can't really do it.
We even have these.
They said they're there during the day. I don't work.
They call the police on us when we question them. They call the police on us, and the police come and write to us like we did.
I don't see if you have, you know, especially if you snap a pickup, a picture of them, follow them to their address and find their parents.
Like where I work.
Get you a nice garbage can, get you one of those fake TVs, and put it on the garbage can. So where
their camera, fake camera.
When I worked at Central State, we had basically a halfway house on the property. And people got out of control, they would call security, more or less scare them a little bit. We weren't allowed to touch them, but the residents didn't know we could, because most of them had been in such a state, and they knew the consequences over there if they did something wrong. And 99% of the time, these people, they don't really know what kind of authority we have.
I mean, it looks like garbage cans, you know, and this.
That's what I just said. We got these magazines with all the
cigarettes up and
eat them. I mean, it looks like to buy one garbage can would be around $500.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Do you want to try that route? And then if it doesn't work, then we look at the garbage can. But we still need to be buying. I think we still need to be. The city needs to be buying the trash bags. And right now, that's not happening. I don't see any expenses for trash bags or stuff. So the next time y'all go to Costco, I think we should supply the trash bags.
I have seen like a metal cage one that you could put an aluminum trash can in.
I like that one.
Yeah, and you can secure it. You can put like a chain lock on it.
Get one of those because made out of concrete. They won't be able to move that.
That's true, yeah. But I don't know. I feel like sometimes a plastic bag could be dangerous because of the steam you use.
Well, good. Maybe they'll friggin' dang die, and then they get this friggin' dang. We won't have any more litter problems, okay?
If it's, well, that's.
Yeah, here's a lid.
Yeah. Right, that's the one I'm talking about. I mean, you know, if it's a 12, 13 year old kid that doesn't know the consequences, that's kind of harsh. You know what I mean?
Life's harsh.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry. I mean. You know, call me cold-hearted, but you know what?
Well,
I think it's time a lot of people start being accountable for their actions. It's a plastic bag. If it's tied to the picnic table, and somebody is stupid enough to do that.
What if a baby just wanders over and puts it over his head? I mean, if it's tied to the picnic table, I'm not going to.
It's certainly
not
even tied to the picnic table.
Yeah.
It's currently just sitting out
there. The one that Dennis and I saw, they were tied to the picnic table. So somebody else has brought a plastic bag out there.
Yeah, clear plastic.
There are a lot of choices, so I think you could probably pick something out that would.
Well, I mean, if you're going to, the way I see it, if you're going to make it a park-like atmosphere, go ahead and pour some sidewalks. That way families will be in there. Maybe that they'll encourage people to keep the area clean.
I'd love to be able to go to the green space
and walk
around.
And walk, and yes, why not do something like that?
Find the money.
You have the money.
Where? We don't have the money.
There's funds. I see them on the. She here.
No, there's not funds for sidewalks into the green space.
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be concrete sidewalks. It could be mulch sidewalks. I see those all over.
I'm not going to, enough on this subject. We'll move along.
Well, I do have one more question.
Okay.
So, because it's not in Harold's contract with Maximus Lawn Care to dispose of this bag that is going to be tied to the picnic table, is that my job now?
You can get an extra trash bin. He can get an extra trash bin. We can call Rumpke and ask for extra trash bin for our lawn maintenance care who's in. Because that's what, remember, well, you weren't here then, but when we had this other group that was supposedly cleaning the streets, the guy that's on the corner there in Ludenburg in Northumberland, he got an extra trash bin to put the city's trash into. Yeah. And the carrier provided it to him.
That's a good idea.
Maybe I should get my neighbor Lou Ann one.
Do you have any problem with you talking to the citizen that's actually doing that right now and trying to put it on her property so I can walk it up there to put it on her property rather than carry it all the way back to my property?
Will you come back?
I'm not sure. She didn't give me her full address. She left me a voicemail about 6 weeks ago.
That what?
About the trash situation and the people loitering out there at the picnic tables and this and that. And I think she's the one that's cleaning up the trash. I think she's the one that put the bag out there. But she hasn't called me back yet.
Well, for Harold to mow the grass, he has to pick the sticks up anyhow. He has to pick up all the excess of whatever's in the green space anyhow before he mows the grass. He does it all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. So He does it up at the main entrance. When he's up there cleaning that up, he picks the trash up there. So to me, it's just a matter of getting him the extra trash can for our city's trash that he picks up during our service.
And the trash bags.
And the trash bags.
Okay. We'll work together on that. What, the prompting? Yeah. They don't provide trash bags.
Well, not the trash bags.
Yeah.
The trash can, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So we, are we going to move forward with buying a trash can at this time, or do you want to do the tie the trash bag to the picnic table route until you all talk to the people out there? And I think it's worth putting signs on the picnic tables, too. I think I'm going to go ahead and make signs, you know, about not littering.
What kind of signs?
Like, not littering. Like, you know, please pick up your trash. Put in the trash or something.
Yeah, a fine will be imposed.
Well, how are you going to impose a fine?
Here's the worst city. We should be able to.
We can't. We don't have a code enforcement board.
Nobody's going to call your bluff.
Yeah. You're wasting your time when you put it up there. I mean, we've got no dumping signs all over the place. Okay?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for fixing that no dumping sign.
It only took a screw.
Did you have dumpers in there?
We have people that leave house fulls of furniture over and
at the dumpsters.
Yeah.
They had a wash machine behind the one dumpster all the way at the end up until this past weekend, because I took pictures on Friday, and Saturday morning it was gone. I think somebody saw me taking pictures.
It's the renters. They just, those landlords move out, and they just put it on.
Yeah.
Like that.
Okay.
Okay. So how soon am I going to get trash bags, then? Do I have to wait?
Friday.
Until next meeting or
Friday.
Something?
Dennis and I will go to Costco on Friday.
Okay.
Okay, Dennis?
That's good.
All right. Won't take us some time.
Well, Bob, don't they have big garbage cans there that you can get and, like, chain to a tree or chain? I know that, you know, it's not very appealing for it to be chained to a picnic table, but, you know, couldn't it be chained to a tree? Or
I'm not talking about trash cans right now.
Well, why not?
Why?
We can set a post.
Yeah, I've seen them.
In the ground and chain to the post. I'm serious.
Y'all come up with some ideas for the next meeting. I'm tired of this. I mean, we can go on and on and on and on and on, but it's going to go nowhere. That's just my opinion. So I'd rather move along. Okay. Somebody brought up COLA increase. And I had Steve email out our 2014 salary increases for the mayor and the city commissioners. And because there is no wording in it regarding COLA, COLA increases are not authorized.
Well, COLA is separate from...
No. It has the statute reads you have to have it in the language.
Okay, can we have an ordinance? Can we put an ordinance together?
Yeah, but it won't go into effect this time.
Say, pardon?
It won't go into effect until 25. Yeah.
Yeah, that's been done.
Here, read that. It came from Chris in fourth paragraph end of it. It tells you it has to be ordained in the ordinance.
Has to be done. Is this an election year?
No, this ain't an election year. We can do the ordinance anytime, but it only goes into effect the following after the election.
Right, January.
So.
The
email that I got day before yesterday from the attorney with the Kentucky League of Cities, does this woman not know what she's talking about when she says, and you have a copy of that?
I don't have a copy of that. All I got was a COLA. I didn't get a copy of what, was it Megan or was it the other girl?
It was Megan.
That is Chris's answer. That was publicized in KLC's newsletter, and that's on their website.
Well, this is for March of 2022.
It doesn't matter. It's still the same. It states right there that that's for 2023.
Do I have a copy of what you're looking at?
Yeah. No, you don't have a copy of that. Fourth paragraph, it says it has to be ordained.
Well, can I see what we're going to, I mean, I can, you know.
Well, I can show you right here in the friggin' damn book.
I just want to see.
Oh, I guess my question is this.
You're saying, let's give ourselves a raise, is what you're saying, right?
We're not asking for a salary increase, though. We're just asking, can we get a cost of living adjustment?
That's okay.
What we're asking for. And a cost of living adjustment, according to the KLC attorney, can be done if an ordinance is in place. It's not the same ordinance as the salary.
It has to be in the salary ordinance.
I'm afraid not hearing what I'm saying.
And I'm afraid you're not reading
but
what Chris says.
There's no reason to get on. I mean, I've never raised my voice. Can I see that? It has to be covered by a regulation or a statute, I think.
It is. 83.075.
I'll forward you the email.
All right. Yeah,
I don't have
it.
I don't have
email
on my phone. I can't get into the email.
But even so, we still can't do it because an ordinance takes two reads.
I understand an ordinance takes two reads, but why don't we start the process instead of, you know,
because my understanding is reading that it has to be ordained as part of the regular salary ordinance. It can't be separate.
Well, then I'll have to call Megan and tell her that she doesn't know what she's talking about when she
says
that. Because I'm just saying that those were my questions to her. Is this part of the salary? Does it have to be done? And is there a sitting commission? So if we did an ordinance now, I'm just saying, if we did an ordinance now for a cost of living adjustment, it would not, what you're saying is that because it's part of the salary ordinance, it wouldn't take effect until 2024.
January 2025.
And that's not right.
2025.
And that's not what KLC is saying.
Well, Chris says right here. 2025. If the ordinance authorizes a COLA, and he's talking about the ordinance for the salaries.
Do either of you all get our emails? Because I'd like to forward it. I don't have Outlook email on my phone. Do either of you have?
I don't have
Outlook email.
We didn't get any. Whatever you sent didn't have Megan's email.
Yeah,
on.
I didn't have Megan's email with that. I just had your email.
Well, when I get home, I can send it. I'll send it all up to everybody. I mean, it's only 6.5%. It's not going to, you know. But anyway,
it doesn't have Megan's email on it.
All of her emails, and then you can see what, you know. And if I could have misread it, I could have.
Well, my understanding from all the training that I've been through is that when you put together the salary ordinances, if you want COLA increases, which you can put into it, they have to be in the salary ordinances. They're not a separate ordinance.
he's saying we can motion for an increase that will take effect in 2025, and we can add to the 2% or 3% or whatever COLA increase as well.
Well, his COLA is based off of other calculations.
Right? COLA, we don't get to decide how much.
Yeah, DLG, you know. DLG decides on that.
Yeah,
but somebody else decides on how much it is.
So if you did an ordinance, salary ordinance, that would take effect January of 2025, and you include a cost of living
in
clause,
the wording.
Clause in there, and if you pass the ordinance in 2 months, whenever, after the readings, can the cost of living part of it be effective immediately, even though the salary is not effective until 2025?
You can't, she did say, you can't make it retroactive, but you can make it right then. You can say, right then and there, okay, we're going to do a COLA increase.
That's what I just said.
Yes, that's what you just said.
So you could do an ordinance now, pass it in a couple months for salary in January of 2025, but have the COLA effective as soon as the ordinance is passed.
No, because in this ordinance, it states the ordinance shall become effective January 1st, 2015 upon passage and approval and publication as required by law. So you can't have part of the ordinance approved for...
It would all be approved right now. Just part of it would be effective now and part of it later.
You have to pass the ordinance in May or before May, but it's for when there's an election in November, and if it goes into effect when the elected officials take office.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So when's the next election?
The next election is in 24.
We have until next May.
Yeah, we have until next May to make the ordinance.
Right.
I don't know why we're talking about any kind of pay anyhow.
I'm just trying to help out here.
When we get to what we got on the budget right now. So, let's see. I don't, you know, again, every class that I've been to, I understood that the COLA had to be in the salary ordinance.
I'm just going by what these trainees said.
If you send me the email, Linda, I'll look at it and I'll check. I can't give an answer to that. We keep going over the same ground tonight. I mean,
I'll just send you the email.
Send me the email and I'll get back to you.
I will. Right. Oh, that's fine. I'm just, all I know is what everybody else is saying is that, you know, they tried to do something a year ago and it never got done, and, you know.
No, that was because I wasn't aware that you had to do it by May, and neither was Commissioner Hall. Commissioner Hall ended up doing it in, like,
well, if you all went to training, you'd have known about it.
And so Commissioner Hall did it in July or August, and it was too late.
Here, pass these down.
Give this to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give me one back. Okay. I want to go over this real quick. Steve, we need to figure out, we're getting these premium insurance notices or premium insurance reports that are showing nothing's due, or we not nothing due, but we've got minus. See that one that says $9,330.89?
Mm-hmm.
You're looking probably at the wrong side. You're probably looking at 25. That's
right down here, Steve.
How much is it?
$9,000 something.
They say they overpaid $9,330.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. We get these quite often every quarter from a number of different companies. We need to find out a way we can ask for them to audit their books and provide us with the audit. They're required to do that. I talked to Mr. Hall, or what's his name, over in Department of Insurance.
We went to this before, but it seemed to me that everything they were doing was correct, right?
No, he wouldn't give us an answer. He's, when I talked to the guy over at Department of Insurance, he says we have to request the insurance company to provide us with an audit to prove these numbers. And we've got we've got at least a dozen of these things that are over $1,000. We got quite a few that are in the hundreds.
Okay, what happened the last time we looked into this? It was the same situation, right?
And we never did anything about it. And when I called over there, after you gave me the guy's name, he told me that we have the right to ask for an audit of their books for them to justify these numbers. This is just one of the few. This is just an example. It's up at the top. Permanent General Assurance Corporation of Ohio.
Some of the ones that you have that you are suspicious about.
Yeah, we've got a lot of these that we're suspicious about.
It doesn't lend them asking you for them. And they'll write the company and say, pursuant to the statute, you know, show us the numbers. If that's what you're saying.
Okay. But I wanted to show you this stuff.
I guess.
So that we can...
We did this before.
No, we didn't do anything before.
We had the same issue, Bobby, raised a few years ago.
Right. I raised it 2 years ago.
Okay, I'm going to look at my file for that year and see what happened.
You gave me the name of the guy at the insurance company. He said you just need to contact the contact person that's on his list.
And we did that.
And we didn't do anything with it, though. All right. All right. Spring and fall citywide yard sale. We usually have it on third Saturday in May and September, which is May 19th and September 16th this year. Are we still going to do that?
I don't know anything about that.
I post a sign in front of your drive every year. So,
well, I know, but I'm just saying, I don't know anything about it.
Coldstream does it the same day.
Well, I don't have a problem with it.
All right, so we just move along with it?
Gives us a chance to clean out the garage again.
If anybody comes by. Okay. We haven't had much participation. I'm bringing this stuff up because we're not getting much participation on it. Okay. People put their stuff out almost every week anyhow. It's someplace. So this is one. This is the 2 days that we actually post signage. And this is what's been going on historically every year. I'm just bringing it up because this is in the during the week of our next city meeting. This is the Saturday after it. Or before it. I'm not really sure which one, but... I just need a yes or no.
I mean, it doesn't cost us anything.
No, it's just a matter of putting the signs out.
Other than your time to put the signs up.
Right.
I mean, since it doesn't cost us anything, I don't see the point, you know, of not doing it.
All right.
It gives people a chance to get some stuff out of their basement or their garage, which could attract rodents or something if they have too much.
All right. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. One final thing before we get to this budget adjustment needed in May, by the end of May, is you're going to love this one.
You said May 19th, though. It's 20th.
May 19th and September.
May 20th is that Saturday.
Is it?
If I'm looking correctly on my phone here.
Whatever, it's a Saturday. I could have swore I looked at my calendar and it said May 19th. But
September 16th is correct, and we are having a meeting on September 19th, the following week.
Yeah. So May 19th is not a Saturday?
I don't know. May 20th. You see that right there?
Yeah.
Maybe you're looking at April? No.
Oh,
my God.
All right.
So May 20th and September 16th.
Yeah. Okay.
For the record there, Bev.
Okay.
Got it. Thanks.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. trash being out at the curb before pickup day. Does anybody have any problems with that?
No, we have more trouble with them not putting it away after the garbage is gone.
Huh?
Other than people that go on vacation.
What about the people that go out of town? That's why we're in this messed up anyway.
Well,
my wonderful neighbors helped me out.
My biggest thing is they put their, after trash pickup, they go and clean their bedding out on Saturday and put it out on Sunday and put it out at the curb, not covered. And their wash machines and their dryers. And the only thing that gets picked up by the guy that's driving around a truck is the machinery. So I'd like to have somebody come up with some ideas on what we can do to get these people to take their trash bins back in and also not put their large items out before Thursday night. Just bringing it up.
Well, I know you love the idea of the website, but I always liked getting the little quarterly newsletter in my on the side of the mailbox. I know that you send out the thing with the tax letters and stuff, Mayor Stone, but you know, I always liked getting the little quarterly newsletter. There are a lot of subdivisions, you know, I work for a mailing company, and there's a lot of subdivisions that go ahead and mail out the quarterly newsletter, so maybe a little bit more, you know, knowledge or reiteration of those policies sent out more often would help.
You guys can, like I said, this is a commission. If you want
to
do it,
why are they going to listen to when to put the trash can out?
Yeah. All right. Just wanted to bring it up. Because now that you know it's an issue, maybe you'll look when you drive down the street and you'll see what I'm talking about.
What can you do about it? If people are, you know, if they're moving or whatever, they throw stuff out, they leave.
When they're living there and they keep putting the stuff out for 3 weeks,
well, then you go up to the door and you...
No, you don't. You do not go to the door. No, you don't go to the door.
People just...
You're asking for ideas. That was my idea.
Well...
I mean, this is not an HOA community. You can't tell people... You can't police people and tell them to put your clothes out at 9:30 p.m. on Wednesday night or whatever. You can't do that.
As
a kid, and it does.
Huh?
It's not a perfect world. I mean, you know, trash is trash.
Just brought it up. All right. Here's the... here's where we're at on the budget. This is the last item on my list.
Steve. Okay.
Oh, no. This is two things. This is the current, this is the column with the black, the most black, is what needs to be revised for the worksheet for the 2023 annual budget. Worksheet, okay, to get it to where we can balance it out. And this doesn't have to be done because we still got enough to pay the sanitation and the street lights for May or for this next coming month. But after that, we have to have an adjustment so that we can fund for the rest of the year on those important items. So what I did was at the top, our current tax receivables, we had it at 179,004, and I moved that to, from what it was at 189 to 179, and I adjusted up the delinquent property tax receivables to just under what we have currently for the year. And then our interest is going to be higher. We're already over the $3,000, so I figured it's around $500 a month. So I increased that from $3,000 to $4,500. That gave us an increase, or just a small decrease in our revenue for the year on the worksheet, and then went down through each one of the expenses and adjusted them up or down based off of what is projected for the rest of the year. So I wanted to bring that up because I wanted to show you that.
Why is snow removal so low now?
Huh?
Why is snow removal
$8,300? Because we got another bill.
No, I know that, but it says revised 2023 annual budget worksheet.
Yeah.
Is that, so you're trying to set snow removal at $8,300 instead of $40,000? Is that?
We got to revise our 23 budget. I'm not on our 24 budget. Our 24 budget, we still have to work on. Okay? We have to revise the worksheet to reflect what we need to have in those subline items to balance out for the year for each one of the expenses.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I know what it is. I know. And I'm sorry, the topic, this is a dual worksheet, by the way, just to save money. Anyhow.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
This fine woman has been sitting here. Why can't we take care of her business instead of putting
her? I don't have any business.
Okay, I thought you would.
I gave him the opportunity.
Okay. That must be before I walked
you. You walked out the door. Okay? So.
I'll shut up. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So, anyhow, these are what we're working with. The remainder of the money that we have coming in, and we will get insurance premium tax payments coming in here in May because they will start coming in because the first quarter of 23 would ended at March, and we haven't gotten that many of those payments so far this month. So we'll be getting a bunch of them over the next couple of weeks. But we have to end up with a balanced budget on that balances between the revenues and the expenses. But we still got to work on 2024. And when I get this PVA sheet next week, then I'll be sending you this, which shows what we're eligible to do as far as property tax. Okay? So I wanted to bring this up. Are you following me, Susan? You look lost. Okay.
No, I'm not lost.
All right. So I wanted to show these numbers on what we have to do with the 2023 budget. We don't have to change the ordinance because we made it so it's just a revenue and expense. But we do have to make some adjustments on the individual expense items. I expect that we should come over on our revenue also, but I can't project until we get those numbers in for the premium insurance tax. Okay, the one final thing that I have, I gave you all, well, let me go ahead and get pass out these sheets. All right. Get one more for myself. Okay. I emailed you last week about the options for Rumpke. And the one side is the PBA side. The other side is the Rumpke options. okay? The top two rows, or group of rows, are the top one is the 2023 expenses projected out for the remainder of the year, and the second group is the projection for 2024, adding the contracted amount, a 3% increase. That was their, that in their contract, that it's pretty much sure that we're going to be 3%, but they also have a clause in there about cost of fuel and whatever else. Okay. What I did was I gave us some alternatives, 1 and 2. And these are just suggestions, all right? The top one basically goes to an every other week for recycling. And in the second, in December, we cut off the yard waste in December, January, and February.
I thought they did that already.
They're still charging us during that time period.
I don't know that they pick it up.
Huh?
I don't know that they pick up yard waste those funds, do they?
Well, they're charging us for it.
I think it was in their contract that they do it year-round. I haven't put anything out.
Maybe new one then.
Yeah, I haven't put anything out, but I thought that too, Bev, that they weren't doing it in, like, November through February.
Well, you can look at the bills. They're all the same.
But, yeah, I see that now. Yeah, they are. They are charging.
Is that negotiable that you can say, I don't want the yard waste picked up? Is that in the contract that that's negotiable, that we have that option?
The city, they did that for a while. There were complaints because people were guarding and stuffing around, so they went year round. But I think it is negotiable. If you can clear it out, so you can get a month's
We put it this way, okay? We need to ask the question. They're obligated to send us the renewal amount by the 1st of May. It's supposed to be 60 days prior to the renewal date. And we need to consider, in my opinion, okay, we need to consider at least doing away with the charging or with the yard waste during December, January, and February. And actually, I put a date on one of these, I thought. Oh, yeah. We stop on 11/15. I don't know why I put 10/15, but 11/15. And we start back up on 3/15. And on 11/15, that takes us down half of what the previous the October's is, and then half back on March. So we get.
Do they do recycling twice a week now?
They do recycling every...
Recycling once a week. The bi-weekly is every other week, which I'm totally against because I'm super environmental and I fill up my thing, and I don't know how my neighborhood will do that if it's every 2 weeks. I mean, Harold even uses mine because he fills his up.
Well, I just... That's true.
Right now.
Yeah, so like, no on the bi-weekly.
Well, what I'd like to do is go around for the next month and look at how many recycling bins are out and how many trash bins are out every week and how much yard waste. Well, yard waste is out right now because everybody's cleaning it up. But
I think data would be the best. Having the data as to how many are using the reciprocals.
Well, that's just basically it. I wanted to show you these numbers to show you how much difference there is.
Yeah, there's a sizable difference.
Yeah. I mean, just doing away, just keeping the recycling the way it is and doing the yard waste, it drops it down substantially.
Yeah. You mean just doing the yard waste for 4 months?
Doing away with it for 4 months.
Right.
Right.
It's 122.
Because I feel like any, you know, it's kind of a, it's nice to have that service and people do use it.
Yeah, but if you only got 4 or 5 that are putting it out, why are we spending $2,000 a month for it? I mean, 1 month of yard waste is
$2,300. I'm talking about recycling.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about recycling. I'm talking about yard waste. I mean, recycling, the yard waste right now is running us $2,312.40 a month.
So what are people going to do with their yard waste if we do away with it?
Most people get it out by November.
In December, January, and February.
I thought you meant year round.
No.
The winter months.
Yeah, you have to put it on the website. Yeah, we're going to stop it on this day, and you have to get it all done.
I mean, that's what they stop it in Louisville. I mean, they virtually advertise no more yard waste pickup.
What about like a store? We had a tornado in December. Where, say something did happen. What would we do for the patrons of the city? Would we bring in a great big 10-foot dumpster?
Probably give it to
That would be my only question.
And if you're willing to pay us some lawn care, we could throw it and collect it all and ship it up.
I think I just found a problem with the garbage can and the green space. You get a big old dumpster, and then you just let everybody bring their yard waste and put it in the dumpster.
Guys need to start taking this crap serious.
But that makes sense, though. That's a lot of money every month on yard waste if you're not.
Yeah, if we've only got five people, think about it. I mean, look at this amount, $2,300 and some odd dollars, and there's 5 or 6 people. What is it? It's just like when we took and did the shredding. We had 23 people show up, and it was advertised.
What you said, go around and see how many people actually have yard waste.
Well, the problem is you don't see it now because they're already cleaning up your yards.
Yeah,
this is not a good time to count.
But I don't do anything in November, December, January.
I never put yard waste out.
They used to not collect it, you know, like, eight or ten years ago.
The emails and calls I have gotten have been over yard waste and grass clippings. So,
yeah,
that's because the truck doesn't pick it up.
But I'm saying that that's evidence to me that people are using.
I'm not saying they're not using it.
No,
I'm just saying they're not.
Go bi-weekly, but then people will have extra yard clippings or grass clippings. You know, go bi-weekly the rest of the year. But
we need to discuss options, and that's all I was getting at.
Well, I thought we raised the premium tax last month to cover all the Rumpke increases. So I thought we were...
Yeah, but we're still $18,000 short.
No, that's why we raised the premium tax.
That was to cover the projected increase.
How are we going to pay any time? That's my question. Because any time was going to do the same daggone thing. So, you know, how looking back, it wasn't a problem to pay any time, but it is now with Rumpke. That's where I lost.
I mean, it's basically the same contract.
Right.
I don't have an answer for that because when we did the bids budget last year, we budgeted based off of what our projections were for going to the new, what we thought was going to be the new, and we didn't make any adjustments for it.
You can't pay Rumpke's bills, is that what you're saying?
We raised the tax last month, the insurance premium tax.
But that didn't go into effect
until
July.
The $18,000.
No, it wasn't to offset the $18,000.
At least there is.
It was to offset the $3,100 increase of Rumpke. The 8% will not.
But the point was well taken. If you bid in any time to pay their number, Rumpke's is the same number. If you had enough money to pay any time, you should have enough money to pay Rumpke, because it was the same dollar amount.
When we did the budget last year,
right.
Okay, we were in the middle of the issue with any time. Okay, it didn't get adjusted on the budget. That's all I've got. Let's do the commission report.
I'll do that.
Thank you. Go ahead.
On 4-3, I got a call, an email from Mayor Stone. That's leaving LIPO at 4509 Pulaski Court. I called and reported to LG&E, and a work order was submitted. I did a street light check that evening. 417, street light check, lights out in Trez Condos, 11921 building, 11917 building, 11909 Tazewell, and then 11905 was flickering. So I 418 reported all street lights repairs to LG&E. Attended the meeting this evening and will participate in the radio chat. Read emails all at work.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Commissioner Brazil.
3/21/23, I did a radio check with the state commissioner, Metcalf, and realized that my radio wasn't working, so he brought me a new one tonight. Thank you, Mr. Metcalf. 3/23/23, I contacted Commissioners Maupin and Adams via email and requested a meeting to discuss rural repairs in Boynton Court. 3/30, I contacted Caden with Paul Paving via email and phone, requesting a meeting to discuss the installation of additional speed bumps and road repairs. To date, I still haven't received a reply, so we've moved on. 4/7, I met with Commissioner Adams at Boynton to discuss the ongoing issues of road and property damage in this location. 4/7, I contacted Mayor Stoner about the damaged street sign at Lunenburg in Heathsville and the damaged dumping prohibited sign on Northumberland. And at his suggestion, I contacted Harold Hall about the repairs, and Hall just declined to do the work. So Mayor Stoneham and Commissioner Metcalf repaired both signs on 4/10 at no cost to the city. Thank you, Mayor. 4/8, I contacted All Terrain Paving and set up an appointment with Evan Meyer to discuss the needed road repairs and additional speed bump. 4/11, I met with Evan at, to discuss installing the speed bump on the wrong road. Thank you, I'll fix that. And the road repairs on Boynton, you all saw those tonight. We have also discussed the area on Bath Drive, and I'm waiting on suggestions for repairs on that. That's all I have.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you. Wait a minute. Thank you, Commissioner Bivette.
I apologize.
Commissioner Adams.
I will participate in the radio checks with Commissioner Metcalf and everyone since April 18th. I met with Commissioner Beville to survey and discuss her ideas for the road project on Boynton Court. Provided Commissioner Beville the contact information for Evergreen Irrigation, who maintain our sprinkler systems. Walked to the picnic table area on 417 to observe and document the trash situation. Max Smith Lawn Care did the following work this session. He mowed primary city property on 4/2/2023. He mowed the Lunenburg Holding Pond, mowed the green space between Lunenburg Court and Jonell Court. He mowed where he could due to excess water from all the rain and the sticks that were still down. He was able to clean up that, and he was able to fully mow on 4/8 and 4/14. He mowed weed eaters the secondary city property on 4/2, 4/8, and 4/15. and he did general cleanup on 331-23. He did tree removal, removed 5 trees that were blown over in the March windstorm, 331. He also started stick cleanup debris on the green space, 42, trimmed back ornamental grass, cleaned out beds, mulched leaves, and sprayed weeds at the flagpole in Boynton Court Island. Picked up and removed sticks from the green space. 4-2-2023, picked up and removed sticks from the green space. 4-3-2023, started moving 2 truckloads of wood chips left by the tree company onto the green space.
Wait a minute. What was the date?
4-3.
Okay.
4-3, started moving 2 truckloads of wood chips left by the tree company onto the green space wooded area behind 12001 Luray Court. 4-5-2023, finished picking up the tree debris and sticks and removed them from the green space.
This is what he's doing.
Yeah.
Right.
What,
okay.
Yeah.
This is what he's doing.
Yeah, this is,
okay.
I have,
this is the,
yeah.
This
is the maximum lawn care
report.
Are you giving that report? This is commissioner's report.
Well, that's what he always gave.
Yeah, that's what
the commissioner.
That's what they do.
He always said what.
Right.
He did.
And I never understood why he said it.
What?
I never understood why he said it.
I
the Maximus Lawn Report is not part of his job as a commissioner.
That's his job as the lawn care
for yeah.
the city. They have thing to do with being a commissioner. If you went out and emptied the garbage, Crystal, that's something you did.
Well, do you all think that I should shorten it then and just say Maximus Lawn Care mode and maintain the
or bill. We get the bill. We know what he did off the bill.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you guys are okay with that, I'll shorten it for next time.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I was just following...
Yeah.
I mean, I was just following his lead because that's what he always did, you know.
Because he was doing the work, I guess.
Okay, well, I'll finish just for the record.
Mm-hmm.
4-5, finished up picking tree debris and sticks and removed them from the green space. 4-6, spring broadleaf weed control. Weed man applied broadleaf weed control to Boynton Court and Flagpole Island. 4-8-2023, cleaned up and sprayed front entrance island, finished moving the remainder of the wood chips behind 12001 Luray Court wooded area. And that's it.
May I interject something
sure.
real quick here? That mulch, those wood chips, those generate heat. And if it gets hot and it stays hot, there is a good chance that those things can have spontaneous combustion and start a fire.
My daughter actually did some community service work, and she spread it all out behind there and flattened it out.
Because they're very dangerous.
They're spread out over an area where...
Good.
All right, Commissioner McKiff.
Commission report for 4-18-23. Drove the city on multiple occasions. Went to the post office with Mayor Stoneham each Friday. Helped Mayor Stoneham move the street sign at Lunenburg Drive and Heathville Court to another pole. On 4-10-23, received a call about 2 individuals walking past the house on Dickerson Court and rolling a joint and appeared to be smoking crack. And the caller stated he called 311. I informed him he should call LMPD, and I told him I would verify the subjects were still at that location and call the police. They informed me that when I called the police that the officers were busy, the police did respond. It just happened to be on the day of the shooting downtown. Conducted radio checks last month, giving channel 12. Mayor Stoneman and I responded to 2 incidents concerning solicitors, and one of those, the LMPD was called. We conducted radio checks after the last city meeting, and tonight we'll be using channel 13 for radio checks. That's it.
Okay. If there's nothing else.
I did have one other thing that I wanted to bring up.
If you're not aware of it, LMPD does not have a narcotics force anymore. There is nobody manning it, and part of the reason, well, probably the main reason, is DOJ come in and busted it all up over the Graham Taylor incident, and as such, there's nobody in narcotics. And they are really, LMPD is not doing very much because they're understaffed. They are prioritizing, if it's not murder, rape, kill, or burglary, they'll come out for an auto accident if there's injuries. But other than that, we're pretty much on our own. So, with that being said, my advice, and again, Dennis and I do go out and drive the neighborhood, and we have discussed it. No matter how many times we go out, and even when you look at Tate's activity sheets, how many people are leaving their items unsecure? I'm talking buildings, you know, the garages are left over, and I can even when they're mowing their grass, if they're not in the immediate vicinity, they need to be closing their garage door.
And their front doors are in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is it's really, they're opening themselves up. I mean, Susan was talking today, Commissioner Mulpin. She called me and talked about the car with four individuals running the neighborhoods. And they're carrying guns, and they're actually going inside the garages. So, again, you need to be out. You need to be really, really aware of your situation at all times. Even in our nice neighborhood, which apparently some people think we're totally immune to all this criminal activity, and is very secure.
Happens over my neighborhood.
They're on video.
We have cars being stolen over there.
So, who's ever listening to this, lock your doors. Lock your cars.
I turned my 16 in Vietnam, and I never want to hold a weapon again.
Go ahead, Dennis.
I said something to my wife. She says, you're not bringing a weapon in this house. But first, for the first time, I'm thinking about it. I mean...
Right.
And if you see something, say something.
I just want to say one thing, because I know these are on audio. If anybody sees anything that they think the police need to be involved, you call them. And we appreciate you telling us that you did. But you're going to get a better response if you call them rather than me as a third party call them for it. It can make a difference with the way LMPD is understaffed. Like he said, they prioritize everything, and a lot of times you don't get a response because they consider it a nonviolent incident.
Well, if the third person out on the scene, so what are you saying? Well, you know, I talked to Mary.
Yeah, somebody called me on the phone, and maybe I didn't see it. And then I call them, so I'm not privy to the exact information that they need.
And something I think we also remember, and I wrote him a little quick email in light of what happened downtown this week. And I just wrote Tate an email, and I said, you know, we appreciate the fact that you all do things every day that you're not asked to do and nobody has a right to ask you to do. And I just said, we appreciate the fact that you do that. And he emailed me back real quick and said, that meant the world.
I want to take my share if anybody comes after me. That's who I want. That guy looks the part.
All right.
I mean, I got to go.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Commissioner Bevilder. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Meeting over at 9:08.